got a dinner date tonight.
Absolutely. Good.
Yeah.
We're joined in the media center by Brittany Force, who ran a 3.667 at 330.31 miles per hour during Q2 yesterday to secure her second number one of the season and eighth of her career. First up, just tell us what that run felt like yesterday.
You know, that was an awesome run. You know, we struggled in Q1, so to be able to go out there and make a decent pass, an awesome pass, that put us right to the top. It felt good. It just got my whole team in the right place at, you know, going into this thing.
What are your feelings right at this moment?
I'm not sure. I'm a little overwhelmed right now. There's a lot going through my head. And really, it's just, I just want to get to, you know, I want tomorrow to be here. I want Sunday morning to be here. I want to climb in my car. And, you know, our team's going to throw down all day long. And we want that number one spot, and we're going to fight for it.
Knowing what a difficult track this is and seeing kind of how some of the other drivers have struggled, how important is it for you to see some consistency out of your cars?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had two good runs. But still, it's a difficult track, and you know, tomorrow I'm hoping conditions will be fairly similar. But you know, I have a great team behind me, and that's what's most important. I have Alan Johnson, Brian Houston, and I have all the confidence in them. I know that we'll figure it out. I know. I mean, we're number one, so that's something to be very proud of, and I know we'll be good tomorrow.
Are you still having to keep your dad at bay?
Actually, he's keeping himself busy, distracted. He has enough going on, so he's kind of stayed out of my pits because of it, which has been a little bit of a relief. But you know, his heart's in the right place. It always is. He has a gut ache just like I do going into this weekend for not just me, but for Robert and for all of us. There's a lot on the line, and there's a lot that, you know, we're trying to chase down make, you know, we all want the same thing tomorrow. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of hard work, but if we get there, if we accomplish that, it'll all be worth it.
What would it mean? Go ahead.
What would it mean to you to become the first Force girl, second generation Force, to win a championship?
Just hearing the word championship, I can't even wrap my head around that. It just seems like a dream come true that we're even here. Just the fact that we're in number two, fighting for that number one spot, that, you know, we're in the mix of it all, is something to be proud of. And regardless of how it ends up, I'm going to be proud of that.
With the anticipation of tomorrow, do you think you'll sleep well tonight?
No, not at all. I don't think I've slept in a week, and I'm just ready for tomorrow to be here.
Have you been able to grasp the fact that if you can win a championship tomorrow, you'll be the first female top fuel driver since Shirley Muldowney?
Yeah, you know, I thought about that, and right now it's just, there's so much going on. There's, you know, so much coming at me. I'm trying to just keep my focus in one place, and that's in my race car.
Have any special way you plan to celebrate if you do win the title?
Haven't gotten there yet. One run at a time, and then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
It'll be with my team, that's for sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.